See, I don't come across these words.
Sure. Oh, I know. I know.
It's awful now.
They're not city language. By a long shot.
Good morning.
How are you, Munch? This is Mrs. Herndon. It's my brother. This is the youngest.
How do you do? Nice
brother
to meet
John.
You.
You help me, I'll tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were going to talk to your pastor.
Pastor,
would you
that's
call
right.
Pastor?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's what I would call it. Don't let me hold you up if you need to.
No, no. He's just here to chisel something.
Yeah. I chiseled my cup of coffee off. Maybe
she's morning. Got some
good.
Coffee, so. Yeah.
Good. The kind of fence that has the...
Pickets.
Yes. Didn't even have to fool with that one, do we?
No.
And then you have those bigger pieces of wood that you drive into the ground on which you nail the fence. What would you call
posts.
Them?
Posts.
What you eat your food off of, the round...
Plate.
And if it's good stuff, what would you call that?
China.
Mm-hmm. What you use to put the water in when you're going to scrub the floor?
Pail, bucket, I wouldn't call it a can. A pail or a bucket.
And after you finish eating, you might have some leftover food that you're not going to save, so where would you put that?
In the trash can or garbage can or garbage bucket.
What you fry an egg in?
Frying pan.
Would you call it anything else?
A skillet.
Anything else?
No.
From years ago, when people had coal, for instance, they wouldn't have just garbage cans, but they'd have other kinds of things out there, too, to put in. Would you call it anything else? Especially when you empty out your furnace. Would you call it an ash can?
Ash can, yeah. Yes, in fact, they were very strict about them those days.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was strictly used for ashes.
Uh-huh.
And nothing else.
Oh.
They would pick it up and probably use it for fill somewhere.
Oh, I see.
See,
sure.
You mix garbage with it.
Couldn't do it.
No.
Yeah. Now, did they have a different truck then for the ashes than the garbage too?
Well, they'd have what you call a container where they could dump that in there, into it. You know, it would be partitioned off.
Mm-hmm. Away from the
of course, this was mainly the individual that fixed his truck for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because they, in turn, sold this stuff.
Oh, I see.
To people that wanted fill for a driveway, you know.
Uh-huh.
In the wintertime, used to use that when you get stuck with the car, huh?
Yeah,
yes.
And then they
yeah.
used that ashes for...
First thing, that was good.
That's right.
Was that the city? Were those city garbage trucks or private people who would come around?
No, city.
Oh, the city. How long has there been city garbage pickup, do you know?
Oh, as long as I can remember.
As long as there was a city, maybe.
Years ago, it was wagons with horses, horse-drawn wagons, and they had a... It was a sort of a hopper-like.
Uh-huh.
They would open up the bottom.
Yeah.
With a handle,
uh-huh.
See, and it had gears. It was geared.
Uh-huh.
With chain drive, you know. You'd keep pulling the handle, and this is how they'd close it. And to release it, they'd push the handle forward, and it would just open and dump.
Mm-hmm.
And the horses would have to pull the wagon over this great big pile in order to get away from the dump, you know.
Yeah. How many garbage incinerators are there in this city? I was just wondering that the other day.
I think there's two.
Yeah, where's the other?